I think that we have a great opportunity here with Positive Life to become part of a global movement in terms of fast track city status, which allows us to become part of the movement to move towards zero HIV and AIDS by 2030. And I think that there's great opportunities at the minute because we are seeing more and more breakthroughs in terms of medicine that are allowing people to take a medication called PEP, which allows people who have been exposed to HIV to take this medication for a period of time and prevent HIV actually developing. And there's also then medication called PrEP, which is pre-exposure, which allows people in high-risk categories to take medication to prevent HIV becoming a medical issue for them. So I think that there's great strides being made, and I think that we have an opportunity here to raise awareness and to raise educational levels with our young people, with older generations, and just become more aware of some of the early interventions, some of the medications that are out there that can prevent HIV actually developing.
Because it is vital that it is caught as at an early stage, or as you said, prevented, because it is a life-changing condition.
Absolutely, but unfortunately there is still a lot of stigma and a lot of taboo around HIV and AIDS. But with current breakthroughs in medication, if you have an early diagnosis of HIV, there is medications that you can take that actually would make HIV undetectable within your blood, and you can go on to live a very healthy and normal life. And I think that that information really needs to go out to the general public, and how important it is for early diagnosis, because all those medications are available.